Hello guys, and welcome to Run Planet 365. And today we're going to talk about being realistic in your training, and how does that look on a paper, and what does that really mean? As runners, we're always, especially nowadays, we see other people doing this and other people doing that. We're able to see a lot of information on social media everywhere, where what people are running and things like that. But and then we tend to think, I want to be like this, or I want to run this time. And so then what we really need to do is just focus on ourselves and pick realistic goals, right? And I tell this all the time, we have many versions of ourselves. You have your best version of yourself when everything else is, when you're at your finest, your best, your peak. And then we have our average selves, and then we have our low selves. So we have like three types of moments in our running careers always, whether it be, whether we're just maintaining, as I told you guys, whether we're on a high horse or we're on a low horse. And I think a lot of times we always try to compare things to our best versions of ourselves, right? So like, okay, who doesn't want to be the fastest they've ever been before? Everybody wants that. So, and that's what you have to ask yourself, that's what you want. You want to be the best version of yourself. But realistically, sometimes you have to ask yourself, well, is it always possible? And the answer to that is no. You'll not see Eliud Kipchoge be the best version of himself all the time. And especially in the last year, year and a half or so, we are seeing a little bit more inconsistencies in Eliud Kipchoge. Of course, he still ran 201 in Berlin in 2023, which is only 7 months ago. But, 10th place at Tokyo Marathon, which he has won before, it also kind of tells us that, that the older you get a little bit, the more inconsistent you might be at sometimes, more unpredictable. Versus when you're at your peak, you really are able to execute. You are really able to execute things much better, much stronger, and more consistent, and staying in that peak zone for many, many, many years. So the same thing you have to ask yourself, what is a realistic expectation from you when you're starting running? When, if you haven't ran in a long time, or if you've been struggling with running, when you start training, you're not going to be doing like crazy workouts all the time. Your goal is just to get back into it. Your goal is just to create nice rhythm, create good sessions, whether it be aerobic sessions, by heart rate, just get in a rhythm of consistency. Develop those habits of heading out there, whether that be 3 times a week, 5 times a week, just heading out there and enjoying your experience. Now, your motivation will be high, you'll be excited to train, but maybe your shape is not going to be high, so that will all equal it out, right? So you have to kind of like have both going on for you. But I think that if you take time and you set realistic goals, then you'll be able to, get like your race results that you want. Like in my own career, right? I tend to always also have done mistakes such as like try to like compare myself to the best version of myself, right? And is it sort of like living in the past? And it kind of might be sometimes, but as a competitive athlete, it's very hard, for example, on my side, even for me, to run slower, to run slower than my personal bests. But it's something that I think I have to sometimes accept that, we should only run personal best or season's best when things are really aligned, when everything is going well for us, mentally, physically, in all different kind of ways. And when you know, when we're really on and we're feeling it. And it's great if you can, you know, snack a PB every single year. There's people that do that, right? Like my wife. But me, I've not been able to snag a PB every year or get a PB. You know, I've been able to just kind of have a, I have these, honestly, if I look back and in my career, I always have these things of like, you know, every third year or every fourth year, I sort of get myself together and put a good consistent training, which always leads to a new PB. Obviously, you know, I am getting a little bit older for, you know, like, I'm not saying I'm old, but I'm getting older than, I'm not 30 now, I'm not 35. I'm close to, you know, getting close to my 40s. So I definitely still, you know, want to be competitive, and I still want to be able to beat my own times of, you know, of my half marathon, of my marathon. Those are still like my bucket list goals. So being realistic, guys, it doesn't really mean, you know, that you're not gonna try, or that you're downplaying your fitness. Being realistic is just having some sort of evidence in your training, and kind of like knowing exactly, like, I think, you know, and the difference could be, you know, going for your, you know, if you have a race and you're going for a race, and the difference could be you think you're in so and so shape, but you're really not, right? So let's say you want to go like 8 minutes per mile, like, and you're running a 10K, and then you go out there and in reality you're like 8:15 shape, but you think that you're an 8 pace based on the past or whatever. So you, what happens is you go at that 8 minute pace in the race, and you start feeling like you can't maintain it, and you start slowing down, and the lactate, you know, like, you become disappointed, you don't even get the 8:15, you just get a bad race, you just spiral down, the whole race is a disappointment, and that's it, and your race is over. And then that brings your confidence down, because now you're not sure what shape you're in, right? And all of those issues were really not that big of a problem if you would have just started a little bit slower. If you would have understood that, hey, you know, training hasn't been like how it always is, it's not perfect, I'm not at my best, so you know what, I'm gonna start on a what do I think I can run 100% sure, right? Like, ask yourself 100% sure that, like, if somebody was to bet on you, what can you run today, and then start at that. And guess what, if you find down the line that, hey, I'm feeling great, then guess what, you can increase a little bit, okay? And that way you now have a race, you now have somewhere to go to the next race, and you've done it the correct way, right? So that's what I want you guys to do. I want you guys to pick realistic goals. I want you to know where your current shape is. I want you to accept where your current shape is. And only then running will be fun, running will be enjoyable. You know, don't worry about these, you know, like, yes, you might have a dream of qualifying for Boston. You might have a dream of running the marathon under 3 hours, under 4 hours, under 2.5, whatever, under 5. That dream only works if you had enough time to do all the training necessary to achieve that dream. It'd be very difficult to achieve a dream without putting in the work, right? And essentially, a lot of people are actually doing that. You know, like, they're wanting to do things that, but they don't have the backup, they don't have the training. And it's just because we are in the society where we see other people accomplishing all these things, and we want to accomplish them too. But you can't compare yourself to the other people. You have your own story, and you have to ask yourself, you know, what, you know, how much work have you done? Like, what amount of training, endurance running have you put? Have you trained by heart rate? Have you done your 1 year of training? Have you, you know, have you understood how your body works? Have you been consistent in training? You know, it's not like in a dream world, honestly, in a dream world, which is not, the world does not exist, that's why I say in a dream world, I'd like to wake up today, go to a race, and run a 65-minute half marathon, like, you know, in a dream world. Now, it's not, I'm not saying I can never do it, right? But I know that I'm not capable of, I'd be lying to myself if I say that I think, you know, there's nothing like when you go to the start line, and there's nothing like you hope to get it. You have to have some evidence that you have capability of getting this time. Okay, you gotta get some workouts, it's gotta be close, you know, workouts always have to be around a race pace, you know, being way too far off race pace in training is not going to produce great results. I'm going to tell you that right now, right? Unless you're just starting from running, then anything, any kind of training will give results. But if you've been running for a long time, you already know that, hey, at this point, you know, intensity together with volume is what's going to create the best version of yourself. And you need to put in, you know, you need to put in, like, you know, I'm not going to say 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, but you need to put in 12 weeks at least to come out of this and say, hey, you know, I'm a different person. I'm a different racer. You know, if you don't put these, you know, if you don't put the 12 weeks or 8 weeks or whatever, you don't put the, some of the consistency together, you don't have a chance. And you need to be able to put weeks to weeks to weeks. And, you know, occasionally you need to take an easier week if you feel tired. But you need to understand that the consistency is what's going to produce the results. It's not so much, hey, I had a great 1 week and then I had a bad 2 weeks. That's not training, right? So you need to put in like 2 weeks where you really, you know, I'm saying 2 months where you're really just, you know, uninterrupted, you're doing your thing, you're understanding, you're learning things. If you're starting heart rate training and, you know, if for example, I'm helping you out, if I'm coaching you, you need to understand that, hey, it's going to take some time. You know, we're going to first understand, what is my heart rate? How does this thing work? You know, how does it feel to run at this pace? What is my 70? What is my 75%? What is my 90? Where's my LT, lactate threshold sitting? Where's all these things? How do I, you know, how's my body responding? Is it feeling good? Am I tired? Am I injured? You know, am I doing too much, too little? These are all the things that you're going to have to learn before you, you know, you start getting out there and really focusing on big, big goals. So you got to really set yourself up with small habits, small goals, and then you can go for your bigger goals. But you gotta have some sort of understanding of like, hey, where is my shape? You know? And you gotta be realistic. You know, nobody in this world could help you. You know, if I came right now to Eliud Kipchoge's coach, right, Patrick Sang, and I say, Patrick, I'd like to run 2 hours and 10 minutes for the marathon. And first thing I know, he's a nice guy. He's going to say, sure, you can do it. I know how Kenyans are. But at the end of the day, you know, he's going to ask me, well, what evidence do you have that this is something that you're capable of doing? And I'm going to tell him, well, Patrick, I have a 66:50 half marathon and I have a 2:23 marathon. And he's going to look at me and he's going to say, and you want to run 2:10? You know, it's not realistic. I don't have anything to back that up that I'm capable of doing these things. And that's exactly what I'm telling you guys. You know, there's some people that, you know, you want to break 3 hours in a marathon and you never run, you know, faster than 3:30 or 3:40. Is that a realistic goal to say I want to break 3 hours? No, not at the moment. I think like a lot of times when we pick unrealistic goals, I think you're going to be dealing with a lot of disappointment and a lot of, like, you know, not feeling good type of scenarios. And I'll tell you that even I used to, and I'll tell you a quick story. I hope it's a quick story, but if not, it's not. When I was training for the, in 2016, for the Olympic Games you know, in Olympic Games for Rio. At the time, the marathon standard was 2:19, and I was running for Latvia, and you know, my best was, you know, at the time my best was 2:25, right? So I was trying to run under 2:19. So like, let's put it this way, it was not like something like unrealistically crazy goal, if I think about it now, but it was still a little bit a long shot. But nevertheless, you know, 6 minutes, you know, you're going from 5:30 pace maybe to 5:20, 5:19, you know, that's 10 seconds per mile. That was like within, if everything was to go great, you know, and you know, I had an amazing training, maybe that dream would have came true. Of course, I went to Kenya, I started training, I really was training hard, but it did not produce results, and I ended up running even worse. I ended up did not finishing, you know, I ended up going through that, you know, through the pace that I needed for like a half marathon, but I was not able to like do it for 26 miles. So really, you know, that was my experience with, you know, with dealing with unrealistic goals or goals that are like, you know, we always said this, like pick a goal that's 60% success and 40% failure. What is that goal? You know, like you need to pick a goal that, you know, you think that you're at 10 out of 10 times you run it, 6 times you'll hit it, 4 times you'll not hit it. That's a good goal, because you know, that's a challenging goal. When our goals are too high or too low, then when they're too low, then we hit them too easy and they're not fun. And when they're too high, the goals are too high, then we're unable to hit them, and that creates a lot of disappointment. So that's why what we want to be able to do always is we want to be able to strike. We want to be able to enjoy our training, pick good goals that allow us to reach our maximum potential. And to start off, guys, you have to be realistic, okay? Be realistic and understand that, like, you know, you don't come in and just say, you know, I just want to do this for a little couple months, couple weeks, and then that's it. No, you want to be able to come in and do this sport for, you know, for a longer period of time. You want to give yourself a shot. You want to make sure that you avoid, as you know, any injuries that come. Like, look, we can't avoid all the injuries. You know, nobody ever has. Running is an impact sport, right? But we can minimize them, and we can set ourselves up for better success by training realistically, by adjusting as we go, and you know, by training, you know, as much as we're capable of training given our circumstances, right? So only training to what we're capable of doing and not any more, right? A lot of times, you know, just because you can train a lot more doesn't mean that, you know, you'll not get injured, or it doesn't mean that that's going to produce results. You got to find your sweet spot. Like, what produces good results, you know, mentally, physically, and what can I do to produce these results, you know? So and that's how you move your fitness forward, by picking realistic training, realistic goals, and training week to week, and then doing your best every single week to achieve your goals. And then when you do achieve the goal that you picked, you know, then you go for the next goal. And that next goal could be maybe 5% higher. But again, make sure it's realistic. Then you hit the next goal. And the next thing you know, guys, you will hit the goal, that the unrealistic goal at the beginning that you had. You will hit it, but it's going to be, you know, 2 to 3 cycles, or even 4 cycles down the line, maybe a year or a 2 year down the line. You know, that it doesn't mean that, you know, you cannot ever hit those goals, as long as you're picking reasonable goals, you know. But to get there, you gotta you know, you gotta chop the wood slow by slow, you know, you don't go all in, you know. Like, I used to have a bad mentality, and I think I still have, so I'm not gonna say used to. I like to go all in. Like, I remember, like, when I was younger, and we went to, like, casinos, you know, when you're, like, in your 20s, and you're hanging out with your friends, and you're just, like, going crazy. I remember going to the casinos, stepping on the roulette table, and I lose all my money in, like, 3 minutes. And my friends would be like, dude, did you just lose everything? I was like, yeah. I went all in. I went all on, like, on a certain number, on 00 or 0. And they're like, you're crazy. And I was like, well, that's the way I play. So, I guess, you know, like, that whole thing, like, doesn't really work, like, in running. And I've always had the same mentality in running. Like, I go for it. You know, a lot of times I went for it. And it's just been a lot of failures. You know, there's been some success in my training, of course, you know, like, and I always judge my own training on how I want to judge it, you know. Like, you know, I've gotten to, you know, 260, 650 half marathon and a 223 marathon. And I've broken 3 hours for the 50K. You know, those have always been my dream's always been to break 220 in a marathon and run a 65. So, let's just say I've been in a vicinity of getting those dreams of mine that I picked, right? But I've not really, you know, I'm still, you know, 3.5 minutes away in a marathon to be able to break. And I am a minute, you know, about a minute actually, only away to run a 65 half marathon. Well, I was a minute. I don't know. Probably now I'm more off. So, these were realistic goals of mine that, you know, dreams that are still existence in my mind. And I know that I'm capable of, if I put everything together, when I put everything together. And yeah, and these are goals. But I know now, and this is, pay attention to this, very important. I know now, I'm not there, you know, I'm not nowhere near, I think, not too far, but I'm not near my goals, my PBs from 2021 and 2000, which one was it? 2018 for the marathon. Well, it's been a long time, just realized, for the marathon. I'm not realistically near that right now. So the only thing I need right now is to call it to reboost or refresh and just see where I'm at, you know? Like, get a new halftime, get a new marathon time this year, and then proceed from there, you know, like, and then just accept that, hey, I'm not gonna go in there and run, like, you know, 65 right away, you know, I'm not, it's gonna take some time, it's gonna, and even if I start with, like, a 70, right, like, I still need to check in, and I need to run, and, you know, since, because I'm looking at, like, some of my last halves has been awful, you know, like, it's been disastrous performances, you know, like, 111s, you know, like even though I still ran a 68 last year, you know, that was in January in Phoenix, you know, so that's quite a bit, a long time ago. So anyway, guys, thank you for listening to this episode. It's something to think about, you know, that being realistic is a good thing, and it can actually lead to long-term success much faster than, you know, by trying to take some I wouldn't call it a shortcut, but, you know, trying to risk it all the time or trying to push the envelope all the time. It's very difficult, you know, in this sport to do like that, and that will present you with a lot of disappointments. I'd rather for you not to have these disappointments all the time, but for you to rather, you know, reach your success step by step, get there slowly, and enjoy the process. And yeah, I think that's the best way anyway, right? Because if you want to be doing this, and, you know, a lot of us, we love running, and we do it for the reason that we love it, right? And think about it, you know, if you love something, you're not just going to run this week, this month. You're going to run all your life, or as much as you can, because it's something that keeps you interested in the sport, and keeps you sane, and keeps you healthy, And you might not always go for the big PBs or for the big training, but you're always going to be a runner, and you're always going to be, you know, once a runner, always a runner. And you're always going to be able to relate to the other runners, and you're always going to be a happier person because you run. And so running is a really nice thing, and it's you have to always think back to like why you got into running and why do you do it, you know, like find your why. Your excitement in running is so very important. You have to like look at it, why do you do what you do? And when you know, for some of us that could be just a simple, that's me time, you know, you go out there and you enjoy running, you know, like for some of us it could be the race. There's people that actually I remember like I had like my friend Alfredo, he used to always tell me like I hate racing. He's like, I love training, and he loved training, and he didn't really like racing. And there's nothing wrong with that either, you know. Some people just love running for what it is. Hard, good work, you know, you go do workouts and you know, you don't really care so much about races, you know. There's nothing like, you know, a race is a race, but there's no, if you don't, you know, you're not forced to race if you don't want to, you know. We race because we want to, right? We want to see if what we do in training is working. But what I don't want you to do is always think that if the race does not go the way, you know, you want it, the whole training is useless. I don't also want you to think like that, because it's also not true. You have to enjoy the whole process. You have to enjoy the running part, and you have to enjoy the whole journey, and being realistic with your expectations in races, and being just realistic in your training methods, what you're doing, you know, making sure that you're not taking these big gap jumps, or you're doing something that you're physically not capable of, you know, doing yet, all right? Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode, and wherever you are in this world, you know, have a good training week, and have a good day, and remember, you know, small by small, being with the realistic steps is gonna eventually, you know, if you're capable of, eventually it's going to get you to your, you know, I call it fantasy goals or dream goals, you know, because we all have dreams, and I'm not going to tell you not to go for them. But what I'm telling you is just how you should go for them, that you should, you know, if it's a really big dream, then you really need to, you know, take it week by week, month by month, year by year, and get there slowly. Okay, thank you.